And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank. You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is virtues that make America great. All of my guests are talking about American virtues. My first guest, we're talking about waking up to the virtues that made America the greatest country in world history. And now we're doing something a little bit different. We're looking and exploring the virtues of serving the public. And I'm interviewing all four candidates for the Port Hueneme School Board because, as Tip O'Neill used to say, all politics is local. And the local elections, the ones like the school board, the Parks and Recs Commission, things like that, the unsung heroes in our community who step up and do the work that needs to be done so that our children get a good education or so that we have places to go and recreate. These are the important jobs, and these are the things that we want to exemplify and the virtues that we want to talk about. So if you want to join the conversation, you can always call in and ask a question of our guest, 639-0008. My next guest is also a candidate for the Port Hueneme School Board, David Cezano, and he is the second of four candidates that we're going to be interviewing over the next couple of days, and I'm having each of the candidates introduce themselves. So, David, welcome to the show, and please tell my listeners who might not know who you are a little bit about yourself and why you're running for the Port Hueneme School Board.
Thank you very much, Billy, and good morning to you. It's such a pleasure to actually speak with you and have this opportunity to speak with the Hueneme parents and voters, and I appreciate the opportunity. Basically, the main reason I want to speak to the parents is because I am them. I am a parent. I am one of the local residents and parents of two children in the district, and every concern that a parent would have, I carry with me every day. I watch my kids go to school, and I want to do as much as I can to make that experience as positive as possible, not just for my kids, but for all their friends and all the kids in the other schools as well.
All right. Well, good, David. And when you're not being on the Port Hueneme School Board, which you hope to be elected to, what are you doing to make a living?
I'm a part-time attorney. I work from home. Actually, I'm the primary care provider for our children at home. I have a wonderful wife who is a dentist, and she operates the Delicate Art of Dentistry up here on Victoria, just off of Ralston. I'm getting a special dinner for that little plug there.
All right. Yeah. And we won't charge you for the commercial either.
Okay. But, you know, after participating in the PTAs, I was a parent of the year at my boy's preschool. I go into class as often as possible to work with the kids, remedial kids needing remedial reading skills, and after working with them so long and being at home, working from home, we're taking the kids to their field trip, working on their curriculum, I figure, you know, with the attorney skills I have, I've been a legislative director in the California Assembly, with the knowledge I have of Sacramento, I can't just stand on the sidelines. I've got to take the plunge, and so I decided to go ahead and run for office and do just as much as possible as I can for not only my kids, but like I say, all the kids of the district.
All right, so you wanted to put your skills to work, and that's really the reason that you decided to run for the Port Hueneme School District or School Board, right? All right, now, if you are elected, what is it that you hope to change or improve, David, by being elected to the Port Hueneme School Board?
Communication. From what I've seen with my campaigning and my working with the district as much as I do to this point, I see that there is a lack of communication with the board, from the board, with parents, with teachers, with the classified employees, with the local community at large, and particularly with the children. I've spoken with many parents, and many of them don't even know who the board members are. I've spoken with many teachers and classified workers, and they tell me that they never see a board member come into their class and have more of a hands-on approach. I intend to do just that. As a matter of fact, I am presently doing that as a non-board member and only hope to increase that more. But it's not just the parents, the classified employees, the teachers and children, but the community at large, I feel, that needs to be brought into the realm and everybody working together for the kids.
All right. Well, and that's a very noble goal, everybody working together for the children. What communication would you be giving to parents to classified employees that isn't already being given? You said that the communication is an area that you want to improve. What types of communications would you be giving?
Well, I hear from a lot of classified employees and from the parents. Oh, and by the way, I am endorsed by the Hoainimi School District Classified Employees, the CSEA Local Number 273. So the classified employees of the Hoainimi School District do endorse me, and I'm very grateful for that, very proud of that endorsement. But what I hear from the employees is that if they want a word to or from the superintendent or the board itself, it is done by way of liaisons, and there is never any direct communication. Well, I don't want to say there is never any, but apparently they feel there is an insufficient amount of communication between the teachers and the classified workers, and there are a series of liaisons to get a message to the superintendent and to get messages back.
And who are these liaisons? Are they employees of the school district? Are they exactly who are they?
Yes, employees of the school district that work directly with the superintendent.
Okay, so they work for the superintendent, and they are the ones that are the go-tos.
If I may add, the communication that I feel is most important is the communication with the parents.
Mm-hmm.
I strongly feel that the teachers need the support of the parents, and I believe I just heard on your show, that the children that do best are the children whose parents are actively involved.
Yes.
I believe that with our community, it's very strongly Hispanic, and that there needs to be an Hispanic outreach. I am fluent in Spanish,
mm-hmm.
and expect to reach out to those parents and bring them into the fold, and perhaps start educating the parent or the children by educating the parents, by letting them know that their role is crucial, and that their end of the bridge makes the whole bridge operable. A one-sided bridge goes nowhere.
Right.
And the regimen that is given to our children and the education that's given to our children by our wonderful teachers needs to be taken home and completed there. The regimen needs to be throughout the day and day-to-day.
And that communication is not being done today by the current administration and the current school board?
Well, pursuant to the parents I speak to, no.
Okay. All right. That seems fair. Now, one of the questions that I'm asking everybody, how do you plan to balance the needs of the students, the parents, the curriculum, the teachers, the administrators, and to what extent do these need to be balanced as a member of the school board?
Well, I believe that it takes great teachers to educate our wonderful children, and we've got them. But it takes the community to support our schools and our teachers. And the communication of which I speak of, I mentioned also that I would reach out to the local community. I see that we have around us a wonderful military institutions, some large industry, all of which include math and science and their day-to-day procedures. I think that we need to reach out to the community and utilize the resources that are already in the community and bring them in and present them to our children. The military base is there. We have the harbor there. We have Skype, wherein we can develop alliances with children in other countries. We're a very international harbor city, and we're really not utilizing that.
Now, that brings up an interesting point. We're talking to David Cezano, everybody, who is running for the Port Hueneme School District. David, you mentioned Skype. Are the classrooms even equipped to utilize Skype to communicate to other people in another location?
You know, in today's day and age, with today's technology, if they're not, really, shouldn't they be? And I know there are some obstacles presented there. There's some hazards. The world's a dangerous place, and the world can come in and reach our children through the internet, and you hear so many horrible stories. But that is all preventable. That is an obstacle that can and should be dealt with.
Okay. Well, go on. Go on. Even though it's not there, that would be something that you would try to institute. All right. What other needs need to be balanced as you're a member of the school board?
There was a big to-do at the beginning of this school year wherein many students arrived to school and the parents actually started a form of rally because they found that the children didn't have basic school supplies at school, and they were told that they weren't going to have them. By reaching out to the community, I would try to, as I say, gather the resources that the community has to offer the schools and try to fill in the blanks that way.
All right.
Teachers can't teach to the children if they're worried about the supplies. It's kind of like a Maslow's hierarchy of needs, where if the bottom of the pyramid is not filled in, they can't reach the pinnacle.
Well, well said. We're talking to David Cezanne. And David, we've got a caller. Gary, you're on the line. Gary, thank you
for
calling
in. Hi, how
are you doing? I'm terrific. Do you have a question for David?
Yeah, I was wondering, I've had a problem with my son when he's in middle school. But he was in the El Rio district. But I mean, I was wondering, why don't they incorporate old things in education that have been dropped off? Like, I don't know if you heard about how to study a textbook, but there's a certain guy from Ohio State University that made a formula for reading textbooks, and that they don't try and, you know, emphasize that, try and learn quick. Get your homework done. It's like, it seems like it's a big, I've had a big problem with sticky, like my, you know, with education. I can't figure out, you know, who to go to, or I've talked to people. I even talked to the local board of education, Oxnard. And
yeah.
I mean, I just think there needs something for students to reemphasize how important their education is.
You're absolutely right, Gary.
The future of what education is going to do. And nobody says anything about that anymore. They just go, oh, you're just going to be educated.
Well, let's hear what David has to say, Gary. That's a great question, and it's something that goes to curriculum and how they select the curriculum. So David, in answer to Gary's question, he says there's a book out there, How to Study a Textbook. It's a curriculum choice. To what extent would you, as a member of the school board, get involved in curriculum choices?
Well, I don't think Gary's question so much goes to the choice, the curriculum choices. I think he's talking about how students address the textbook that's given, and some of the older, more fundamental techniques that I think are being pushed off to the wayside so that we can teach to the tests. This No Child Left Behind is changing the culture of teaching and how our teachers approach our students. And I think a lot of the more fundamental aspects that Gary is speaking of are being left behind. And this is some of what I'm talking about bringing in from the community. Frankly, I don't think it's our children are ever too young to teach them a sense of self-respect, integrity, respect for other people's property, and a strong work ethic. And I think we need to get back to some of the more old-fashioned ways of teaching. You know, for example, my father went to school up in the Peruvian Andes many years ago. And back then, they were probably lucky if they had a chalkboard and chalk. They had other tools, and we're kind of leaving those tools behind.
Well, now, that brings up an interesting point, David. Is it the responsibility of the school district to teach integrity, responsibility, respect, all of those things, or are those virtues that are better taught at home?
You know, that the question is even raised, I think, is evidence of the change in culture. Yes, it is the responsibility of the school, because doing your homework every day for a first grader is a character building notion that the schools need to get into the schools. And that drives home the point as to why it's important to build the bridges with the parents, particularly at the elementary school age, while our children's character is at a formative stage.
Okay, great. We're talking to David Cezanne, everybody. Now, David, you've probably at least heard about or maybe even seen the documentary Waiting for Superman. The basic premise there is more
yes.
money and more charter schools are going to solve the education problems in the United States. How true is that, and how much do you subscribe to that now that you're running for the Port Hueneme School Board?
I think there is some truth in it, but I don't believe that more money, more money, more money is the answer to all the solutions. I hear all the other candidates and the superintendent, in fact, saying that the biggest problem we're facing is the money issue. But, you know, I frankly think that we have the talent and the skills and the resources to educate our children despite the money issues. Now, in regard specifically to charter schools serve a certain role, but they're not the panacea that I think they make themselves out to be. They're not as successful as they would like to proclaim themselves to be. In fact, in many cases, they're equally or less successful than many public schools. I think it's a good idea to have charter schools to allow some thinking outside the box, to get some new ideas incorporated. But frankly, there is nothing unique about the charter school that can't be brought into the public school. So if they're a stage where new ideas are formulated and tried, then let it be. But do we necessarily need them to educate our children? No. The new schools of thought and culture that come out of them perhaps could be implemented as we look forward to teaching our children of the next generation.
All right, David. Well, now, you are not an incumbent. You are running for this board for the very first time. So you've had a chance as an outsider and as a parent to observe what's been going on with the school board. What would you have done differently over the last few years and that you're going to bring to being a new school board member at Port Hueneme?
Well, to be fair, I would like to get to your question, but I would like to qualify it just a bit. As an outsider, I have had the opportunity to view what the board is doing when I do go to a board meeting, which has been occasional, I'll be frank. Where I am is in the classroom. I'm in the PTA. I'm in the classroom reading with the kids. I'm helping. And not just my, I don't go into the classroom. I never actually read with my child. I read with him quite enough at home. I go to class and I read with the other kids, and that's where my exposure has been. I had one teacher ask me, why aren't you, if you're a candidate for school board, why aren't you in more board meetings? And my answer was, because I'm in the classroom, and I think that's where more direct benefit could be had from a non-member as myself. But what would I add? Mm-hmm. Greater presence. I would have a much greater presence in the classroom, in the community, with the teachers, with the employers. As I've mentioned, I've heard several teachers complain that they never even see a board member in the classroom, and I think that's a pity, because I know that with the children I've read with on few occasion, they bond so closely. They are in awe, in admiration. And at the formative age that our children are at, to have a board member walk into class, it inspires the children. And I think that level of inspiration is one of the duties that the board members have. And we have a duty to go to the children, to be present to the children, and to inspire them through their class.
All right. David Cezanne, now you are in full campaign mode, so you've got an open mic. What would you say to the voters of Port Hueneme to convince them to vote for you?
Well, you know, being on the radio is somewhat unfair, because I think the best persuasion that we have with the voter is face-to-face contact. And as I mentioned, I am a primary caregiver with my kids, and so when I am face-to-face with a voter, they see that I'm with my kids. And I think the best advertisement of a person's character is the demeanor of their children. And I'm very proud of my children. They're wonderful in school. They're wonderfully behaved. And when I'm talking with voters and they see my kids are there, they know I'm passionate. They hear what I'm talking about. They know I'm involved. They know that as a parent, I share their concerns. And they just see my 100% commitment to my children, to the children of the community, and they feel that it's right.
Oh, well, the passion certainly comes through over the radio, even though it's not face-to-face. Now, David, you are running for the school board down in Port Hueneme. Where would you direct listeners to go if they want to find out more about you? They hear and like what you're saying. Where would you direct them to go?
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing, because I think the effort that we put into our campaign is demonstrative of the effort that we would put into our office. And frankly, I am the only candidate that has a website where your listeners can go to see, to read about me. I know that the district has a website that has abstract information about the other candidates, but I have my own website that your listeners are invited to go to. I I would love for them to go visit me at davidcenzano.org. That's davidcenzano.org.
davidcenzano.org.
And they can write me there. They can telephone me. If they're so inspired, they can actually make a campaign contribution.
Wonderful. All right, David. Well, thank you so much. And thank you for being a guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. It's been very informative. This is part of a series that we're doing about local politics, because all politics is local. We're getting to know some of the candidates for the Port Hueneme School Board. And David, thank you so much for being our guest here today. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you very much. I had a wonderful time.
Well, thank you. And that brings us to the end of another show. You've been listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday, here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. You can hear us starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. Coming up next is going to be Leading Your Inspired Life with Susan Burrell. We end each show by saying, go out and be the change you want to see in the world. Remember, the leaders of the past didn't hold with today's conventions, and neither will the leaders of tomorrow.